I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's a question that's a little bit gross, but also necessary. Should I have shaved my back when I went to the beach? Because I've got weird hair patches on my back.
You're a man. It's what happens to men. Pretty soon, within the next 4 years, you'll have hair growing from various parts of your ear. That's not going to feel
great.
That's
so gross.
You got to go plucky duck on those sons of bitches.
That's
I'll tell you that right
terrible.
Now. Oh, it just stinks. Being old's awful.
Where do you have hair growing from
your
ear?
I'll show you.
Inside your ear hole?
No. Not like on your eardrum.
I've
I'll take my headphones
like
off and I'll show
that
you.
That are old and just strange.
So I'm tugging on my left ear now. So you'll get rogues that go up top like signal
like
antennas.
The top of your ear.
You'll get these out of the kind of
ear
a place where
hairs?
Earring would go. And then the occasional one like in there that'll itch like a son of a gun.
Like where your cartilage is.
Yeah. I already have those, by the way, Grant.
Yeah, Donnie gets those.
You're like right behind me.
Those are so weird. I don't know about those. I just have patchy back hair.
Mm-hmm.
And like Allison was like, we should get rid of that, right? To go to the beach. And I've never done that before. And I was like, no, I don't think we should. I think I should just, it's on my, I don't see it.
Well,
it's on my back.
If no, you're preparing for that model shoot, maybe you do, but we're not. It's not really in the cards for us and our significant others. It's still me. I'm going to show up at the beach.
Right.
So fair warning.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
I'll
when you
there.
Go to the beach with me, who you chose to spend the rest of your life with,
yeah.
I'm the guy that's going to come.
You said yes. It's in the vows.
The
longer version of the vows, and you guys are doing the full Catholic, so you'll see it.
Oh, we'll have like 3-hour vows.
Yeah, back hair or no back hair. That's in there. It's one of the more obscure passages.
Yeah.
Richer or poorer, back hair,
Here's
no back
good
hair.
Question. Will back hair be mentioned in the 1-hour mass ceremony that we are doing? Probably not, right?
I don't know if it specifically gets mentioned, but there's lots of metaphors and parables in
the Bible. By
the
way,
boys,
get ready. We're doing a 1-hour ceremony. So if you want to just meet us at the reception, you're welcome to. But I personally, I think it's an important thing for you to be there for the hour with me. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
The full Catholic experience. We'll get calisthenics in.
You'll get Thommy to go to confession afterwards.
You'll get your steps up.
We're all going to have a good time. Speaking of Thommy and confessing things, before we get to the Tyson comments to end the show in a minute, Thom, my pal, you were supposed to have a doctor's appointment today.
I was.
What time was the doctor's appointment going to be?
3:15.
True or false, you've already canceled the appointment.
Oh, canceled it at noon.
Okay, Danny, I'm going to tell you why I canceled it in a second.
What happened?
First, tell Danny what the appointment was going to be for.
Well, it was for the thing that we've talked about behind the scenes, about how I have high blood pressure, and I'm trying to get it down very desperately, and the doctor's working very hard. And I've been going about once a month, and I was due to get some blood work to see if the medication that I've been on as a 28-year-old is working.
I'm sorry to laugh.
The cynicism in his voice is what was funny.
I just think it's ridiculous that I'm in such bad shape at 28.
Okay, but tell Danny why you decided to cancel the appointment, and then I've got so many thoughts.
Because, Danny, you know, when you do about 4 vials of blood, they tell you you have to fast, you can't eat anything crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I had breakfast and lunch today, and both of those meals were from the exact same place.
They were from McDonald's.
So because Thom ate breakfast at McDonald's on his way in, and
I know that the blood and the blood pressure is going to be so out of control.
You knew the results were spiked.
Well, so
it's a tainted sample.
So here's the thing.
Oh, man.
If you have a blood test, I believe you are supposed to fast, period. So even if you would have eaten a salad, I think it would have thrown off your test.
Yeah,
but the last the two other times I've done it, I've eaten in the morning. So it's been a thing where it's been okay because the previous two times I've eaten in the morning, so it's all on a relative scale.
See, when I've had checkups or blood work done of any type, they've said to me, you've got to fast as of like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., for my 3 p.m. appointment.
Yeah, that's why they want you to do it in the morning
anything. If
you can do it. That's why last time I did it, it was before the show.
But what I told Thom is the test is not going to reveal that he ate McDonald's twice, in other words. Now, food itself is going to throw off the results. But he came in here thinking, like, because he ate McDonald's twice, his cholesterol is going to be higher. I don't think it works that quickly.
Honest question. Is it like if you are about to get a breathalyzer and you rinse your mouth out with Listerine and you blow a 700 or something? Is it like that?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, and I don't want to take the risk because they're going to make me pay no matter what. So if I'm going in there and getting a bad blood sample done, I still have to pay for it. I don't have money to pay for it.
As a guy who went about 10 years who's never went to the doctor, and now I go all the time for different things, can I suggest that you schedule a morning appointment at like 8:30 when they open or 8 o'clock?
Oh, I would have to take the day off for that.
Okay, first, I think it's worth it. But second, I would say you could come in late. We could do the first hour, you know, all hands on deck kind of thing. I think, though, you should absolutely take your blood test with nothing in your system. But to fast all day is not only unhealthy.
It's really hard.
It's terrible. And so multiple times I've had these appointments at like 3:30 where I haven't eaten all day. I got low blood sugar. I'm getting lightheaded. I hate it. So if you do it right, make the appointment first thing in the morning. Go in there, get it done, and then just come here after.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we could discuss. Or I could just not eat McDonald's twice in a half of a day.
Before we start getting to 8 a.m. appointments,
let's just fix that. That could be part one.
Let's start with not having 100% of your meals be from McDonald's.
I'd love to, Joan. I ate at McDonald's multiple times a day, probably for 10 years running.
Multiple times a day?
I mean, not like every day, but I'm saying like regularly I would eat fast food twice a day for most of a decade. Because I never cooked at my house from like when I was 17 and living on my own to when I was like 27.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe I went to restaurants, but it's like going to B-Dubs or someplace where I'm eating fried foods off the appetizer menu. Is it that different? I would eat out twice a day. It was always terrible. I wouldn't exercise. Yeah, that's what I did.
This is why we're here. So the next stage is what? You're just going to see if you can go a couple days without having McDonald's twice before 2 p.m.?
Well, no. I'm going to think more ahead because when they bring in a lovely food drop here.
It's so good.
Which we don't get on a regular basis, especially when it's McDonald's. You're, of course, going to eat as much as you can.
Clearly.
And they had the Sriracha Big Mac sauce. I couldn't pass that up.
No, you couldn't. By the way, I had to hold chicken nuggets and French fries for a picture today.
You know what I did?
That I could smell.
I grabbed that blanket.
I know.
I grabbed that blanket right away.
I held fries and nuggets that I couldn't eat. By the way, real quick, my buddy who's like really buff and exercises a lot and does all the gym stuff.
Is this Fat Joe?
Yeah, this is Fat Joey.
He's so overweight. Last time I saw you, Joe, a little side fat, man. Yeah. Look gross.
Joey says there's nothing unhealthy about fasting all day because he's one of these guys now who believes in this thing where like he eats all his calories in like an hour at like 2 o'clock or whatever. Just know this. The three times I fasted in the last 3 years, I feel like I'm going to pass out at about noon. I'm sure it's because that's normal.
If I don't
I
eat,
want something in my body.
If I don't eat every 40 minutes, I get lightheaded and cranky. I become a terrible person.
Yeah. Charlie Slows, good today. Will Blackman, great today. Gio Gonzalez, unforgettable today.
Always awesome.
Go to grantanddanny.com/audio to hear those interviews.
For Grant, for GP, for Thumb, who's not going to the doctor, I'm Danny. CDVGW.
You won't have McDonald's for dinner,
next.
Thumb. You won't have a Big Mac tonight.
You won't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.